I'm in a very vulnerable state at the moment, and it's a mix of so many things. I just wanted to say, though, I feel like life, I've only ever known it in the States, but life for me in my country just feels so topsy-turvy, because when I first entered the workforce, like, regular jobs, I was like SpongeBob. I was like, I'm ready. And I still have, like, that is still me at my core. I know that I am optimistic against my will for some reason. I don't know why. But anyway, realizing now that my burnout might have something to do with being neurodivergent, and how long it's lasted me and how it really came to a point, in 2020 when my mom was really showing signs of what we thought was schizophrenia, but now we know it's, dementia, it's vascular dementia. Anyway, I've been dealing with burnout so much for so long, and it's like I recover a bit and then there's a setback and then I try and recover. And I just want you to know that I've chosen sex work to do it. I risk disease, physical violence, having a record, possibly having my children taken away from me, not being able to do taxes properly, all of these negatives for the possibility of being able to have the time to work through my burnout and still be, you know, a productive citizen in society, and to still be a decent parent who has the time to actually parent. I do it because I understand that my energy and my time, they are very limited. And I don't say that to be like, oh, you need to do what I do, that sort of thing. No, there are real life consequences that I think about every day, that I do not enjoy the thought of. But like this morning, for instance, my son was not having it. Since they've gone back to regular school, I know it's really hurting them mentally, because for me, it was a lot with homeschooling, for all of that, all their education, and I don't have a village. I don't. Anyway, so they've still been having a hard time, and there are mornings where cooperation is very, it's just not there. There's much resistance. There's a lot of tears. I mean, I try to get down to the bottom of it. Like, is anyone hurting you? Is there something you don't know that you're having trouble with in school? And for the most part, at least with my son, it's just that having to sit, having to put your attention, and then having all these expectations of you, you know, it's a lot for a kid. And so I am able to take the morning, you know, slower and then send them off in a decent amount of time, even if they're late. Like, my kids were an hour late today. But I cannot imagine. Actually, you know what? I don't have to imagine, because I've been through it before, where I've had to work like a regular 9-to-5 or any other type of job where I am required to be up in the morning and having to make sure that my kids, no matter what they're feeling, already ready and in school by 7:30 at the latest 8 o'clock. There's no time for any emotion to really connect. And I really applaud other parents who are pushing forward and really trying to connect, but they simply do not have the resources or the time because they need to make it to work to make sure that their family survives. And I just think that that is the, it is a shame that in such a great country, heavy on the quotations, that a regular person like myself has to choose. And I know that there are other lines of work, guys. It's not like this is the only one. I'm talking about the one that's readily available to me at the moment, given my education level, my social networks, just like those things that affect how, when, or what job you get. I'm just so ashamed. Like, I am a regular person choosing sex work with all the cons that it has, really big ones, like life or death for the most part. And I don't mean to be dramatic, but it could really be that in a moment's notice. So that I have the opportunity to be present in my life. Or even to be able to cry in my car at 9:30 in the morning, because I'm just so aware of my mortality and how wonderful and scary life is. Like, you are working so much that if you slow down, and I think that that's what quarantine did for us, where we slowed down enough to realize, like, hey, it gave us enough time to, like, properly reevaluate things. And that doesn't mean, like, everything was fixed after quarantine. It just means that I think that that was the first time on a global scale where we slowed down enough to start really reflecting. And there are a lot of us that have struggled ever since lockdown, like, was lifted, at least in the States, where, I mean, it's lifted everywhere now, but still, where it's like we saw how the world, at least on an American level, in North America, how it could have gone slower, how it doesn't need to be like this chomp, 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 chomp machine, like super fast, and how unnecessarily fair things are. And I'm just one of those people that struggle with that. I do not understand when things are obviously inefficient, when things are obviously damaging, and then their continued practice. It just doesn't make sense to me. And so that's just like a morning thought that I'm having, here crying in my car, thinking about my kids. And I just think it's so, it fucking sucks. I know two other moms personally. They're such great moms, and they're doing it on their own. They're not the first, they're not the last, but they're really struggling. Like, one has a son, I think they both have ADHD, but one is, like, really, like, he's just very, very loud, very boisterous, very hyper, and, like, I've been around him enough to know what he's like, even when he, like, throws a tantrum. And that's not me saying that he's a bad kid. That's just me saying that I know what she has to deal with in the morning. And it's just not fair to them. It's not fair to anybody. And will sex work be the only thing I ever do? No. But at the moment, right now, in spite of all the cons, it is the only thing, oddly enough, that is giving me the time to try and regain some sanity. I feel like I should say this, just to be inclusive. I want to make it known that I gave the example of the two women that I know as moms, but this goes for anybody. I just find it to be such a shame and an absolute confusing puzzle to me that, the status quo is this miserable and exhausting and truly unfulfilling way of life. But I have hope that together. I know that there's waves of change, but I'm now coming to terms with the fact that that small chipping away at a mountain, like, all of us collectively leading lives where we do our best to prioritize our sanity, that will ultimately help the most. Man. That was just my main thought. And you know, the funny thing is, it was all triggered because I was listening to a cover of Linger by the Cranberries. And it's just something about that song. Like, I was listening to it, and I remember the first time I heard it. I mean, obviously, I didn't hear it when it came out, because I was born in 93. But I remember the first time I was, like, maybe 8 years old. I put in the VHS tape for You've Got Mail. I've always been, like, a really big Meg Ryan fan ever since then. Like, lips, the eyes, like, when I was younger, I totally wanted to be that. Her, I mean. Anyway. It's just seeing how, like, what she talked about, how she loved the fall and the smell of, like, school supplies and books. And it's just, like, it was, I understood that. And even in my own life, I've had moments like that. The simple moments where it's just, like, I know it sounds stupid. Not stupid. I shouldn't say that. But it sounds a little bit cheesy. But where I feel the wind, and it genuinely does feel like this magical caress, like this personal thing, and it feels really wonderful to be alive. And anyway, I feel that, like, all of those emotions, and then there's, like, that haunting, like, hint of grief that's, like, in the song. And I mean, like, that, if I could embody my entire self into a song, it would be Linger. And anyway, it's just, I don't know, hearing that cover, thinking of the song, thinking of the movie, thinking of the youth that I've had, all the youths of every single person that's ever lived before me, the youth that my children are living in now, that they will eventually grow out of. And it's just, it's so vast. And scary, but wonderful. And, like, that's literally what just, like, triggered it for me. There's just so much. That was it. I don't know what I'm saying. I don't know. I do know. And I haven't forgotten about Gaza. None of it. It's in my mind. I just understand now that any action I take, it's like I'm chipping away at a mountain with a whole bunch of other people. And that is the action that has to be taken, it has to be sustainable. And there has to be breaks in between, because you don't want to break. That's been another thing. Like, I need you guys to understand that, like, even when I told you that I have, like, a graveyard on my phone, like, for real, still, I am not looking, I don't need to see any more of any of that, at the moment. I have a lot of it saved, and it's not to say that, oh, I'm not looking, I'm not thinking about it. I am thinking about it, but I don't need to see any more people die at the moment. I understand, you know, I donate where I need to donate. If you can donate to UNRWA, Red Crescent, you can donate eSIMS. As a matter of fact, I'll put the link to the Instagram of the person that helps with that. It's not lost on me, you know. It's like all of that was just in my head. And the song just, like, it just opened the gates and it all came out.
And now, I'm gonna try and work. See how the day goes. I don't think this ending was really strong, but I mean, like, this isn't about perfection, obviously, because, I mean, if that was the case, I would actually put effort into editing. What you get are, like, one-shot takes. Sometimes does it take me several times to do it and then not feel embarrassed to post it? Yes. But whatever. Bye.